This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. All along the Gulf Coast, and especially in New Orleans, everyone knows the hurricane season starts today. But what to do about it? Well, here's one idea. Get rid of the once popular option known as vertical evacuation.
That's the term used for taking refuge in a high-rise office building or a hotel instead of actually leaving town. City officials used to like that idea. Now they don't. Eve Tro reports.
Jim Derbis and Jan Katz are lifelong New Orleanians. They've both lived in the city more than 50 years and lifelong vertical evacuators.
My dad, who was a lawyer like me, always maintained an office downtown. We always went there. It was usually the third floor or above.
When a hurricane hit the Gulf, that meant we were heading downtown to a hotel. We never left.
Jan and Jim say they continued this tradition because they didn't see it as dangerous or odd. Large-scale evacuation for hurricanes, they say, wasn't common until the 1990s, when storms seemed to get more intense and got more media hype. When Katrina approached, neither seriously considered leaving the city. They took refuge at the Monteleone Hotel in the French Quarter. Jim Derbis says there were dozens of people like them.
There were a whole lot of regular evacuees who evacuated vertically, plus Monteleone staff and their families. And then there were a few tourists who couldn't get out or didn't get out. And it was a kind of a motley crew.
The hotel survived the storm with minimal damage, but the next day flooding began. The power and water went out. And Jan Katz says resources became scarce.
Our last meal at the Monteleone, which we were very glad to have, consisted of 3 tablespoons of minestrone soup and 1/2 piece of bread. And the concept of vertical evacuation, something that I thought of in such a magical way as a child, turned into a horror story.
Many in the hotel industry had the same change of heart. Darius Gray is president of the Greater New Orleans Hotel and Lodging Association. He says hotels learned their lesson from Katrina and won't offer rooms to locals, staff, or stranded tourists from now on.
I think the greatest fear that we have right now is not being able to provide the essential services our guests would expect and need: water, power, emergency service, food, and fuel to keep it all going. And it's not a safe situation to put yourself, your employees, and your guests in.
Gray says the image of stranded people is also bad for business.
The stories that you heard that occurred at the Superdome, the stories that you heard at the convention center, is no reason why that cannot happen in a hotel environment. The liability is just so great.
But some New Orleanians say, despite this, they still want to stay downtown, even if hotels are closed. Darren Nesbitt and his wife Jackie rode out Katrina with their 2 children on the 4th floor of a downtown university building and left town easily the following day. Next time, they may try to stay in one of the restaurants where Darren works as a chef.
I think we acted smart. You know, I think you have to be smart and weigh your options. We feel pretty comfortable. We have a lot of resources that we can pull from and a lot of places we can go. Access to 2 restaurants that are fully stocked with water and food, if that's the case.
He says he doesn't think evacuating before a storm is necessarily better.
People sat just going to Baton Rouge for 16 hours, you know. That's dangerous in itself, just sitting in traffic, and it's miserable and it's expensive. It's really a pain.
But the city's plan is indeed to get as many people on the road as soon as possible when a Category 2 or higher storm is within range. Darren Nesbitt thinks it will be more difficult to determine storm risk because the city has understandably become overly cautious.
I think they're going to be a little quicker to say mandatory evacuation just for people's safety. And if they do say mandatory, then we'll go. We're not going to be rebels.
For officials trying to get all New Orleanians on the same page for hurricane season, that's just what they want to hear. For NPR News, I'm Eve Tro in New Orleans.